T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. It is Thursday, the Thursday Edish. I'm Matt McAllister. Emily's here.
Hi.
Slow Joe.
Yo.
Take a listen to our Fortune 500 accountant, Gina, right now. She's who we had on today.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that catering accountant company Chelsea makes $24,000 a year. All right, here we go. On the phone with this morning is Gina, who lives in Orion. Good morning, Gina. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Excited to kick off a fresh new year here with Gina, who, by the way, is an accountant.
Yep.
All right, Gina. So here's what's going to happen if it's okay with you. We're going to put a minute on the clock. We'll ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll all kind of collect our thoughts. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make. And then you're going to tell everybody, Gina, you're going to share your salary. Does that sound okay?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Em, are you ready?
Yes.
Back to it. Here it is. 60 seconds on the clock. Go.
So are you an accountant for a company or for people?
For a company.
What's the biggest mistake people make with their finances?
I'm not in finance. Accounting, more of like corporate accounting.
Oh.
How large is your company?
A Fortune 500 company.
Ooh. Do you have a corner office?
No.
How long have you been doing this?
2 years.
Does a company car pick you up every morning with a latte pre-made in the back seat?
I wish.
How many other accountants work for this company?
Roughly probably 100.
Because you're an accountant, does that mean you are overly frugal yourself?
Sometimes. I like to do my research.
Do you have a master's or a bachelor's?
I have a bachelor's.
Are you picky about the kind of pen that you use at the office?
No.
Are you allowed to bring dogs to work?
No.
What do you eat for lunch every day?
Normally a salad or something I can get close by.
Do you have
Emily. We have a lot of time there. Gina in Orion.
2020.
Ooh. All right. 46150 Morning Wolfpack. You know the deal. This is when we look to you to help us out. What do you think Gina is making as an accountant? Gina in Orion. All right. You know the number. Text in that guess. And we're going to find out right after the song in 3 minutes when Gina shares her salary. Coming up next.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us, Gina from Orion. She's an accountant. What else did we just learn about her, Em?
So she's working for a Fortune 500 company, so she's not doing like personal accounting. There are about 100 other accountants in the company as well. She has a bachelor. She's been doing it 2 years. She's not allowed to bring dogs to work, and she's not picky about her pens.
And by the way, because you guys never will, I'm going to give myself some credit here. I actually listened to what she said, and I changed all my questions instead of sticking to the...
I could tell. I am proud of
that. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Believe
it
or not...
New year, bro. New year.
Yeah, I know. And if we go way back when to the last time we played, I was actually the winner with the catering company Chelsea. So I got to go first. Again, I'm just going to go with a text message. I love it. Sarah in Kent texted in. She is at $65,000, and I'm thinking... You know what? I don't know any better. I don't know how many people in this company are making big money or not. I don't know, Fortune 500, whatever. Emily, where are you at?
Because you've been doing it 2 years, and it is a big company, I'm going to go 75.
Oh, one upped me. All right, 65, 75. Slow Joe, you going 85? Or are you going to go
92,000?
92.
Come on.
All right. So here we go, Gina. It is our first Share Your Salary for 2020. How much money are you making every year as an accountant for a Fortune 500 company? Time to share your salary, Gina. What's the number?
52,000.
52?
Yes.
I'll take that one.
Oh.
Thank you, Sarah in Kent, for the text. So, Gina, do you feel like a number or do you feel like you are a valuable member of the team?
I feel about like a valuable member of the team. We have offices throughout the world, so it allows us to have smaller groups to be able to work out of. So.
Right on. How many meetings do you have every day?
None.
Oh, that's the best.
I get maybe two a week.
Oh,
that's worth like 40 grand yeah. right there.
And on a side note, you said you enjoy a salad for lunch. Are you on a plant-based diet by any chance?
No, I wish.
Give it a try. I'm telling you. Game Changers, oh, Netflix. Boy. Woo! All right, Gina, we love you. Thanks for getting the new year started off right with Share Your Salary, and have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
So there you go. I mean, I guess you can work for a Fortune 500 company, but there's 100 other people that do what you do.
Yeah.
You're going to make $52,000 a year, not $52 million.
Right.
So there you go. By the way, tomorrow we are back in the saddle with Laborer Bob.
That's right. Construction laborer.
It could be basically anything.
Bob the Builder.
Basically, he is Bob the Builder.
Aww.
Make sure you remember that tomorrow, because that's clever, Emily.
Oh, jeez, oh, Pete.
That's the go. Oh, jeez, oh, Pete. Oh, fidgety knuckles.
Bucket.
I did say bucket.
Slojo, I have another documentary for you to watch. And Emily, I would recommend it to you as well, but since you're on the Chick-fil-A Challenge, which, by the way, we didn't talk about at all today. Not one mention of the Chick-fil-A Challenge.
You know, that's okay. Long haul. Today is day 10.
Mm.
Double digits? Kind of exciting?
Hey, that is exciting. Wait, today, so tomorrow.
So I haven't completed it.
Okay, so let's do that update tomorrow. That'll be the double digit update. That's good.
You know what's funny is it just dawned on me that your Chick-fil-A Challenge and my whole 30 thing are on the same day. So today's 10
it
for me.
It shouldn't be. Because I'm taking Sundays off.
Oh.
Maybe it was, and it like caught
yeah,
up. It's
so
like
means
leap year.
I'm one Sunday ahead, so I'm on day 11.
So, by the way, for those of you who don't know, Emily is trying to eat Chick-fil-A to set the world record for 115 days in a row. That's about 6 months. Slow Joe's on a 30-day cleanse.
Whole 30 thing.
And you're at day 10.
Day 11 now.
Day 11. Yeah. Congratulations.
Sunday.
She skipped Sunday. So, yes. And you're doing the plant-based diet.
Yeah. And I started that before Christmas. Everybody knows that famously because I forgot to tell my wife about it. And
right.
She hated me for a couple weeks. I couldn't.
Basically, we could never have lunch together until all of us get over whatever we're doing.
Which goes back to my sentence, Emily, I would have recommended this to you as well, but it's about a plant-based diet, and you're going in a completely the opposite direction. You're like having chicken every meal.
You originally started the plant-based because of Game Changers, and that was a documentary on Netflix.
Which is great.
Yeah, and I kept telling, because Slow Joe's wife is, she's already a vegetarian. She's not a vegan.
She's a pescatarian. So she eats fish.
God,
yeah,
so many.
I know.
So anyway, so you guys finally got around to watching it, and it actually was so impactful on you guys that you've decided to try plant-based when you turn 40. Is that right?
Yes.
In a couple of months?
Don't say the F word, but yes.
What's the F? Oh, yeah. just on the pod,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
on the
okay,
pod.
Okay.
There's another one I started to watch but didn't finish it yesterday. It's called Forks Over Knives.
Okay, I think maybe I've
might
seen
wanna
that
check
Netflix?
That out. It's Netflix as well.
I think I've seen the cover.
What is it about?
It's just about a guy. It's not, Game Changers is way better, but it's about a guy who goes to these, they're doctors, it's a husband and a wife, but they're more nutritional, so therefore they battle all of the obesity problems and hypertension and cholesterol and all the problems that we as Americans have with food rather than medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's basically the same thing. It's about the benefits of a plant-based diet, but it's more, Game Changers is more about athletic performance.
Mm-hmm.
Forks Over Knives is more about your overall health and the risk or the connection that you probably close your ears, Emily, the correlation between animal food and cancers and all the other diseases
so
that are.
So you're saying I'm going to die.
Well, there's so many different opinions about it. There's also, there's for every documentary that's about a plant-based diet, there's one about a meat diet.
Yeah.
Right.
And they'll tell you the same thing. There's no evidence that shows that any of it's better for you than any of the. So it's what you choose to believe. I mean, my wife isn't having it. She doesn't believe it. She's going to keep eating chicken and steak and whatever. But the other one's pretty good too. But you know, we talked about this the other day, and I think one of the big misconceptions that I'm figuring out is that I think people, when you say I'm plant-based or I'm a vegetarian or a pescatarian or a vegetarian, people assume that you eat healthy.
Right.
That is not necessarily the case.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's one thing to be a vegan or plant-based, and then it's another thing to eat the right food.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because really, you could eat processed food, you could eat cereal, you could eat waffles out of a toaster with maple syrup. Like, you can eat like total crap, which is why sometimes you go to Whole Foods and you see some of the unhealthiest people. They're like skinny fat, where they're not obese, but they don't look like they're healthy. They don't look like they could lift 20 pounds.
Right.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. I'm kind of putting that together like, well, if I'm not eating meat, I guess I'm super healthy.
No.
I looked up cereal that I've been eating. garbage. And it comes from Costco, and it's like morning blueberry, or I forget what it's called.
Right.
It looks super healthy. Like, it really does. Organic, blah, blah, blah. It's all full of added sugars and nonsense. And
well, I always go back to the movie Seven. Which, you've seen Seven,
right?
Wait,
isn't that the one
where
they put that...
head in the box.
Yeah, head in the box.
Why do you go back to that?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so...
What does that have to do with nutrition?
In the movie Seven, everybody dies via one of the seven deadly sins, and gluttony is one of them. And so the vehicle with which he overfeeds this guy, like to the point where he becomes obese and dies, is just force-feeding him pasta. Well, so technically he's a vegan.
Yeah.
But he still managed to get like so massively.
That's funny.
You know?
But there's some really, like, if you're not so into like the sports performance based side of nutrition, which is why I got interested in it, this is really like, there's a couple of really smart guys that figured out a few things. Mm-hmm. The one thing that he brings to the table that's really interesting is he goes back to the 40s and he looks at when Germany invaded, I believe it was, God, I want to say, it's like a Icelandic country. Let's just say for shit and giggles, pardon my French, it's like Norway.
Okay.
And so the Nazis occupy Norway for 5 years. And when they come in, they confiscate all of their livestock. And they take all their horses, all their cows, all their dairy products, all their meat, all their fish. They take all that so that the Nazis can eat it and they don't get to eat it. So they go to like a grain, very lean, basically a vegan diet. And it's funny when you look at that, there's a graph of I'm trying to remember what exactly the graph was, but it was it was like the people that died of heart failure and cancer and all, like it literally you see when the Germans come in, the Nazis come in, and it all of a sudden goes down for like drastic 5,000%
for the people that weren't eating.
The cow, the dairy, the milk, the cows, the eggs, the cheese, and the food,
right?
And the plant, the animal based protein. And then when they leave, and they get their animals back and their dairy and all that,
goes right back up
to where it was. Yeah. Like, it's just insane. He goes, I've never seen anything more definitive than this. And I was like, wow, that's kind of hard, to argue with.
Yeah.
So anyway. Cool documentary.
What's it called? Forks Over Knives?
Forks Over Knives.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I'll check it out.
It was that, or I did see what you were talking about, the Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah.
That's a new one. That was actually a big news story that came out. I didn't, but I'm not interested in that guy.
Yeah.
It's pretty fascinating.
You're a sports fan. Do you care?
He's
a murderer.
Yeah, but that's what makes it interesting.
Yes.
I saw it. I'll probably end up watching it, but
I mean, if you like true crime and any of that stuff, and I just guzzle that stuff, consume it in any shape or fashion, you know, celebrity or not, it's right up there. It's great.
So what did he actually kill somebody, or was he with a bunch of people that killed somebody?
Oh, he killed at least three people definitively.
Okay. So and he was like a good tight end for the New England Patriots,
great,
right?
Yeah,
like
Pro
one of the best.
Bowl, yeah, he was awesome.
What? I guess you're just a thug.
Well,
they don't know if it's concussions, how to play a part in it, like his brain is messed up.
That's what makes
it
interesting.
Clearly, on some level, his brain does not work.
But they don't know if the concussions are what made him, you know?
I think I don't want to spoil it, but there's a lot of factors in there. There was a part of him that wanted to be a gangster. He certainly didn't grow up in like the hood or anything.
Oh, so, he didn't?
No.
Kind of like Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, a little bit.
He really wanted some street cred. Ding, 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 ding.
He might have been overcompensating for a few things, too.
Yeah. All right, Emily, anything else for the pod? Anything going on in your world before we move along?
No, I'm going to go. I went grilled chicken nuggets yesterday.
Yeah, good.
So, and mac and cheese.
Yeah, I saw the mac and cheese on Insta.
Delicious.
Looked pretty good.
Yeah, so I'm going to try. They have a new kale crunch salad that I want to try. It's like a side, so I might go a little healthier and go grilled chicken nuggets with the kale crunch salad today.
That's so funny because that was obviously available yesterday, but you went for the mac and cheese.
Well, I hadn't tried it. I gotta eat it all.
I gotta tell you, this weather is not very motivating.
No.
Today is the best day we've seen in a long time in downtown Seattle. There's actually no snow anywhere. It looks like, I mean, I see people riding their bikes around, but It's hard, I find myself I never lack motivation. This week's been a little bit of a struggle.
Oh, yeah. A little rough.
It's like you're buried under snow. Yeah, like where I live,
D.
There's 2 or 3 feet of snow.
Yeah, no, I'm chilling.
I need to sit in front of my light lamp.
I guess my point is it's mac and cheese weather versus kale crunch. It's like 75 when you're eating kale crunch.
That's true.
Going to the park. All right, you guys, we love you. Come back tomorrow for Labor Bob, and have a great day.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.